Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan at 11:45, our double play. What's going on in our lives that has nothing to do with sports? And at noon, we're going blitzing multiple teams in town you care about in one segment. Caps, Wiz playing tonight. 1 o'clock hour, we'll be busy. We'll be going around the NFL with Albert Breer. We're also going to break down the return of Tom Wilson for the victorious Capitals last night. Danny and I just had a conversation off air.
This is a great question, buddy.
Yeah. So we should bring it on air next, and maybe we'll have a little fun with it. But it was something that just kind of hit me, and I was thinking, this would be fun to bounce off Danny. So we did it the entire break, and I'm like, well, why don't we just talk about this on the air?
This is one of those, you're at a bar with a buddy, and you're waiting for your friends to get here, and somebody comes up with a hypothetical. It's not like one of those, what sense would you lose for $1 million,
right,
or like, which finger would you get rid of? This is a great, question, buddy.
And it means nothing, because it never is going to happen,
it's
and
totally
nothing
frivolous.
Comes from it, but it's just really fun.
Excellent.
Rick Snyder is on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. You know him. Not only from his work on this show over the years, but from his many years covering the Redskins and writing about sports in D.C. He's on Twitter, at Snyder Marks. Check him out at thefandc.com. Rick, I wanted to get your expertise as a longtime Redskins follower and media member of the ongoing debate and conversation this week on the atmosphere at FedEx Field and the fact that players are now very comfortable weighing in, saying they need more from the crowd.
I would tell any player, don't poke the fans because you get the sharp end of the stick back. You know, if this team goes down 7-0, the crowd will turn on them. You know, it's just ugly. I think America has been consumed by hate on so many levels, and it's just being spilled over into this team. They're 6-3. They played reasonably well. I mean, it's better than we probably thought. And it's not enough. People are just moaning about everything. And they don't want to go to the games, and they whine and complain. I was really surprised this week. The players touched it off. They touched off a firestorm. They had no idea what they were talking about. But, boy, the fans are still bitter, too. And that's a real shame when your team is 6-3.
Rick, here's the analogy. I didn't come up with the best analogy trying to explain my position because I'm one of the people that I think the players are probably talking about. I mean, I don't go to games, so I guess maybe they were talking about the people that do and they boo. I don't know. There's a distinction. There's a restaurant I ate at years ago. Okay, I will never go there again. I got food poisoning. It was the worst 48 hours of my life. I don't care if they change the kitchen staff, they change the waiters, they change the management, they change the decor, they rename it. I'm never going there again. I don't care what offers they give to me just because of that association. I've got a similar feeling about FedEx Field. I'm never going back. I think there's a lot of fans that are like me, and I don't know what can be done about that specifically. What are your thoughts?
Well, actually, that's a very good analogy. I'll give you that one. And you know, fans are just bitter from about the last quarter century. And a lot of the real old faithful have aged out. They don't go to games anymore and all. And you've got young people that have totally different expectations on teams. You know, they're just bitter. I mean, it's the days of Yelp and all this stuff. You know, I tell people, put it aside. Put all that aside and ask yourself, do you enjoy this team? Because if you don't, then give up and go do something else on Sundays, you know, quite frankly. Why torture yourself like this? I guess that's what Twitter is for. But, you know, if you really enjoy it, don't worry about the past. Start looking at the future. And I think this team is in a better shape than they've been in many years. I mean, they're not a great team, but they're a decent team. And people are bitter over Dan Snyder's actions of the last quarter century, where he basically just said, screw you fans, you're going to give me your money, and I don't care anything else about you. And that's true. That's changed a little bit, especially this year, because they've been humbled into it. So many fans have given up. They've just given up. But if this team were to win steady again, fans will come back. But I do feel like Sunday is a real barometer of whether this is going to be a Redskins town anymore. You got the Caps hosting the trophy. You got the Nats drawing 2.5 mil. There are a lot of things to do in this town. It may be that the Redskins' era of being the dominant thing in this town could be over.
Which, if you would have said that even 5 years ago, I would have thought you were crazy, but I'm buying what you're selling a little bit more. You mentioned the significance of Sunday. Go deeper into that. Why do you say that, and what are you anticipating?
Yeah, it's kind of an unfair game, too, because it's Houston. I don't think they'll bring any fans, per se, whenever they come before. They really haven't brought much. Versus the next two games are Philly and the Giants, which will have people here for them. So this is a standalone game to figure out where the Redskins stand. I mean, I've said for a long time, they have 30,000 fans like the last 3 years, and whatever else is in that stadium or visitors. And this one's a little tough because it's the week before Thanksgiving. A lot of people are out of town for different reasons. They haven't become, you know, plan your events around the Redskins games anymore. That no longer happens. So I think if they get 60,000 at this game, against a good opponent, if they can win this game, that's a big leap. Then I think, you know, we're seeing better times. But if there's another 30,000 plus some, 5,000 Texas fans, then I really do think maybe this is over. I knew Dan Snyder would break the back of this team. You could see this come in the last 3 years in attendance. And I think people are finally moving on.
At Snyder _remarks on Twitter. Great follow. Rick Snyder joins us here on the Mattress Bros Hotline. So, Rick, it's kind of complicated here where I'm going with this. There are a number of things at work. Somebody made the point yesterday on the phone with us, and I thought it was a good one. There's certainly maybe fewer Redskins fans than there were before, just people have given up or they put their interest elsewhere. I think that's some, but I don't know how en masse that is. Number one, do you think there are that many fewer Redskins fans than there used to be, or it's just people that don't want to go to games? I happen to think it's the latter. I also think that's a sport-wide problem. Can you address those things?
Well, I do think there are less Redskins fans than there were before because at RFK days, you had three Super Bowls at the end, and it was a totally different experience. I watched the Tampa game the other day, and, man, they had like a half-filled house, too. I mean, this is happening everywhere, and things like Red Zone and all that have changed everything. It used to be you want to see the game, you got to go to the game or be in the market. Now it's totally changed. But I do think there are a lot less because the winning has – made people move on. If you're a young person, you've never really seen this team when they were great, nor do you have any expectations of doing so, to be honest. They're tired of being sold history that they don't care about. So I think it's a little bit of both. FedEx is not a great field to go watch a game for some people. For me, do you have a seat? Can you see the field? Okay, I'm good. But other people, they want, crazy food and they want to just experience. Whatever, I go watch games. We're on different wavelengths. But that's not what the new one. I think it's going to be like this. They're going to be mediocre attendance until they go to the next stadium. And if the team's any good, they'll get a bump for a little while about
it. Rick, one of our buddies, John Keim, had a great quote yesterday with the Junkies about the lack of excitement about this team at 6-3. And in fact, I was at Redskins Park on Monday, and one of the team's high-ranking officials said to me, they're like, are you surprised more people aren't getting excited just about this group, this team? And I said, well, I just think it's the style of play that people find boring. Keim said, come watch us not turn the ball over, which was kind of a funny slogan. How good are they? And I'll ask you that question. Are you surprised that people are not more excited? They have not had this record since 2008.
I am a little surprised by it. I think people realize that they're not a great team. I mean, they got lucky against Tampa. Let's be honest. That team had 5 red zone trips for 3 points. There's nothing wrong with getting lucky because they've certainly been unlucky enough. You get it back this year with the Dallas game and you get this game. Sure, this year you got some luck. But people realize it's a bad offense. It's not going to do anything. And I thought they were a better defense, but they've been lit up for 1,000 yards in the last 2 games. I really wonder about that. Yeah, you only gave up 3. That was more on Tampa than the Redskins, to be honest. And I think everybody knows, having seen the bad losses, that this isn't a team going far in January, probably. And I think that tempers their expectations.
Yeah, how much of that, Rick, also is the history of this thing, where, DJ Swearinger with us pointed out other places that he's been where they've lost, and it's been, it was way better. Well, Arizona had the NFC title game appearance, a Super Bowl appearance. Houston had 3 straight years of double-digit wins. The Redskins haven't done that in nearly 30 years. It's a different level. How much of the history is involved, do you think?
Well, I think players don't quite understand that at all because for the most part, they've only been here, 1 to 4 years for most of the team. So, and the problem with college players is they come mostly from towns that just idolized them.
Yeah, that's all they care about.
Yeah, and they're not used to the impartiality of pro fans or in a different city where it has lots of things to do. So I think that really catches the immature players get caught by that. The older ones, you know, kind of understand it's business on that. But that's a hard part for some players to understand is, why don't you love me? Well, nobody says I have to love you. Winning helps, you know. But I found their comments earlier this week really disturbing and self-centered and selfish. And I'm sure the team officials had a come-to-Jesus meeting there for this, because you cannot pick on fans. Otherwise, they'll turn on you in a second.
Yeah, they don't want the finger pointed back at them. They can do all the booing and the critiquing and the negativity, but they don't want that.
How dare you point out that I'm overweight?
Back at them. Hey, Rick, thank you, buddy.
Okay, guys, I'll see you.
We'll see you,
pal. Appreciate it. Check him out, thefandc.com. Snide Remarks on Twitter. That's Rick Snyder, Washington Post, among other outlets, including ours here at The Fan. Happy to have him on our team. Which injured Redskin is most vital to get back? Trent Williams, Jamison Crowder, Chris Thompson on the men, Quentin Dunbar, Trey Quinn will all return ideally in the next couple weeks. Who's going to help the most in the stretch run? Plus that hypothetical I threw at Danny we were telling you about. We'll bounce that off of you next here on Brent and Danny on 106.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy National Pickle Day, Danny. Day.
That's today?
That's today.
Oh, I didn't have that on my calendar.
Everybody should eat a pickle today. Pickles are great.
They're so good.
I love them. They're very salty.
Give me the full sour. If you're giving me one, give me a full sour.
I'm not a sour pickle guy. I like a good salty pickle.
That's what I'm talking about. That's your salty pickle. I don't want that butter pickle business where it's like kind of sweet.
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Oh, get me out of there. Oh, take me away from that bin.
Take me away.
My spot, Wagshall's, pretty close to your boy's place. It's actually right in that same little area as Chef Jeff's.
Okay.
Old school Jewish deli kind of a place. Great, like pastrami, sort of, you know, the corned beef, great meats and things like that. They got a little pickle bar, just a bar of pickles. Mm. You get your half sour, your full sour, your
I just want a spear.
Regular. Yeah, of course.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
Just a speared pickle. So I asked you during the last break. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where this came from. I think, honestly,
it came from your mind.
Well, here's what happened. So I was thinking about how much I'm dreading getting back into traffic tonight to drive to Bethesda because I hate traffic so much.
Of course you do.
And I was like, man, it would be great if, you know, I should just get an Uber. I was like, I can't justify that. It's like $50 to drive from my house to Bethesda in traffic.
But that's what you would pay. I mean, you'd be willing to pay that because of how much you hate traffic. You just want to be on your phone.
It's not even that I want to be on my phone. I would take a nap probably. I just I don't want to be driving is what I don't want to be doing is driving in traffic. So I was thinking about it. If you are celebrity doesn't cut it, let's say you're an actor who makes $20 million a movie or
you're Vinny Chase.
You're Vinny Chase. You can have an entourage. You can build people around you. What tasks? You get five people to hire. What five tasks would they do for you? Like, what five things would you want someone to do? So what I came up with was a driver.
That's your one seat.
Absolutely. If I never had to drive again, I would be pretty happy. Now, occasionally on like a Sunday morning, I would like to just putt around my neighborhood. But I don't want to drive in traffic. I don't want to come into the city. I just want to be very relaxed in the back seat. So that would be my number one hire for my entourage. I need a turtle. Number two, a chef. I want a personal chef.
Yeah.
Made to order omelet. Mm-hmm. You know, I could even, if they want me to like call downstairs or just chat with them or like have a Slack or G-Chat or whatever people are doing now, I would just say, hey, for tomorrow, let's do, and then I'll give them the ideas for lunch and for dinner and they hand me something when I walk out the door.
I'm terrible at knowing what I want to eat later. Like, so tomorrow, tonight, six Sundays from now. That's why I'm terrible at grocery shopping. Because I'm hungry for something right now. I go and buy it. And then, like, 6 days later, I don't want that. I wanted it then.
100% true.
I need to be able to go for this chef situation Ruben, or I want a croque monsieur. I need it to whatever it is. I want that now. Make that now.
What's funny is you're thinking about foods like you'd eat that you're looking forward to. I'm saying I need someone who can do like healthy. Hey, I need a steak and two orders of asparagus.
Yep.
Stat.
Right now, immediately.
You know, get me that.
Immediately.
So that would be number two on my list.
Good. These are good ones.
Number three, a masseuse. I want someone. I try to get a massage like once a month. Occasionally, I don't have enough time to do it. Like, I just, there's nothing better than just getting someone to pound your back with their fists until you're sore. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Just punch me until I can't be punched
work
anymore.
Work it. Just, I love a strong, husky woman with a lot of strength in her hands just working my back. It's my favorite thing.
That's a weird development.
Isn't that weird? It's a weird thing to say, but that's what I like.
You know what's funny is, I go to get a massage normally at the same couple of places. Like, I go to Springfield Mall for movies or whatever, and if I just have a day where I have nothing but time and my wife's not around and I'm just on my own, I'll be like, you know what? I'll go get a massage, go see a movie, whatever. I'll either go to one of two places, and half the time, a dude massages me. That's perfectly fine. I need someone
with
strong hands that will... You can't be too hard on me.
I'm with you. I don't mind it. And some people do, and that's fine. It's your prerogative.
But they always say, like, do you want a woman or a man? And I'm like, whatever allows
whoever's
me to
available.
Sit down immediately right now.
I prefer the lady doing it. But
I would prefer a woman as well.
I don't want someone dainty. I don't want some waif. I don't need some skinny girl that doesn't work out. I need strength in those hands.
Don't get me wrong. If I'm signing up and you have to fill out a sheet, I would rather have a female masseuse than a male.
Sure.
But if my masseuse, see Tom Brady, is like a dude who comes to my house every day and just knows exactly where he needs to work me out, mm-hmm. I'm cool with that. I need a masseuse. If I am this is like my white collar.
Sure.
So rich, I have everyone I want at all times on my team. This is my team, in air quotes.
Yeah.
Two more here. I want a barber on my team. I'd like to get a straight edge shave done every couple of days. And I would also like to like never have to make an appointment or drive to a haircut. So I'm just going to have a barber at my house. I guess he wouldn't be at my house at all times.
Yeah, I don't want him to live with me.
No, he doesn't. I would text him, and he would come over like probably every 10 to 14 days for a cut, and maybe once a week for a shave or something like that. And it would just be my barber. We would sit there. We'd talk about all these things. He would know like my kids' names, my wife's name. We'd be like, hey, how you doing, man? I don't know why he would talk like that, but I'd be like, oh, cool, how are you? He'd be like, oh, everything's good, man. Everything's real good, yeah. And like he would be my barber.
Yeah. He's got a very raspy voice like that for some reason.
A little bit like that. I've seen him in movies before.
Why is he doing that? Why is he talking like that?
I don't know, but that's my barber. And then the last one I have here, my fifth person on my five-person team, is a researcher. Danny, I want a researcher.
This is an interesting one by you.
Well, your boy likes to write like analytically, like number-driven pieces, and I like to tweet out little nuggets, so I'm always kind of putting the lab jacket on and going through notes and stuff. I want someone to do research for me, so I say, hey, I want to know, like... My buddy sent me this thing, which was hilarious yesterday. It was the most detailed analysis, I should send it to you, that I've ever seen anyone do. And basically, he used a bunch of numbers that I don't understand to find out, like, why he did this, I don't know. But to find out the expected points for the Redskins if Kirk Cousins was their quarterback this year with everything else being the exact same. And the conclusion is that they would score 3 more points per game this year if everything was the exact same, including his turnover rate over the years and the defense and all that, right? The whole point is I want a researcher that would be able to do things like Adrian Peterson's rushing stats on carries to the left side when Trent Williams is in the game and not. Like, whatever I want.
Sure.
I give you
when
that.
When Cousin Chase Roullier pulls to the left, average this. I love those things.
ESPN stats and Info Paulson. Like, an hour later, I need you to come back with my answer.
That's why I love, like, Football Outsiders or Warren Sharp or those kind of things. They give me the closest to that. I like that.
So I got a researcher, a barber, a masseuse, a chef, and a driver. What are your five hires that you're going to make for your team?
Number one, at a premium, there's nothing close to this. It's a babysitter. I need a babysitter on call at all times. I need to take a nap, babysitter. I need to get that barber thing done, babysitter. I need to go see a movie, babysitter. Having a babysitter, if you have children, is so critical. It's so important. It allows you to do things. I'd like to take my wife to dinner tonight, babysitter. I want to do anything at any time, babysitter. I can have lunch with the fellows after the show, babysitter. Two is the chef. You're right about that. Masseuse, right on that one. Number four, this one is important, again, for me, being married to the woman that I'm married to. Very fortunate to have anybody that likes me, let alone can put up with me for an extended period of time. I live in a condo. It's not very big. I don't know where anything is in my own home.
You never know where anything
is. I don't know where anything. Imagine the frustration. Imagine the angst and the anger and the panic that you feel. I need the diapers. I need the new diapers. Where are they? I need pants for him. I need Neosporin. I need a Band-Aid. I need the new formula bottle. Where is everything? Where is everything? Where is everything? Constantly texting my wife and not getting responses. You don't know anxiety. You don't know fear. You don't know panic until you are married to someone who doesn't immediately respond when you are desperate for information. I want that to be over. The organizer will know every single detail of where everything is in my place, and I will never feel that again. I'll pay whatever I have to for that. And number five is a maid. I just like, I don't really like cleaning up that much. It'd be nice if someone did that for me.
A maid. So, by the way, Dominic has a better list than me for sure. Maybe than you. You have a good list. He says, one chef, two random housework guy. I need that. I can't do anything.
Oh, the housework guy?
My father-in-law came.
Yeah.
My wife's dad comes for an event we were having in our house this weekend. And he's like, you know, the fan in your downstairs bathroom's not working. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, and the fan in your upstairs bathroom's not working. I was like, yeah, we use our bathroom in our room, and that one's working. He's like, you should fix those fans. I don't know how to fix a fan
in a bathroom. I'll get right on that.
I would have to hire someone to do that. So a random housework guy would be good. He's also got personal trainer, general assistant with dates and appointments. Those are great ideas.
Mm.
Danny Rouye is alongside. He loves strong, husky women. That's what we learned during this segment.
To give me massages.
That's right.
Give me massages.
I'm Grant Paulson. You are listening to The Fan. What's up, Tommy?
I just wanted to say you guys both missed one.
Oh.
Mail opener.
Guy, you know I love opening mail. You want someone to open your mail for you?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, I don't know what else would be on my list besides driver. I would definitely hire a mail opener.
By the way, I think that's one of the weirdest ideas ever. What do they do? They literally open the envelope?
Yeah, they just sit there. They go to the mailbox.
Do they pull the mail out of the envelope?
Yeah, and they organize it. They tell me what I need to do.
Do they throw away the junk mail?
Yeah.
So they just hand you your bills, basically, or whatever you need.
Yeah.
A mail organizer.
Like a mail sorter.
That's kind of one of my favorite endeavors, I'm going to be honest with you.
That could get folded into one of these other tasks.
Your organizer could do that.
Yeah, the organizer's doing that for me.
No, this is a separate job.
Danny wants it just, Tom wants just someone who handles his mail.
I need to know where the stuff is without panicking.
I might have dropped the ball on personal trainer. But also, I don't want a personal trainer.
No.
Because then they're just telling me to exercise.
And they're like lording over you when you're eating something delicious.
Trade out the trainer for a mail opener.
And then you like the list. People are putting Barbara on their list. I think Barbara's a good one. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It looks like the Caps might be back as well. Get into that in the 1 o'clock hour. Right now, though, Redskins getting healthier. Who is the most important player for them to get back if they're going to continue their winning ways? So out at Jay Gruden's press conference, going back to Monday after the game when he listed Jerron Christian to the injured reserve, out for the year with a torn MCL.
Just don't play offensive line for the Redskins.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord.
He admitted at that time Trent Williams is not going to practice this week, so he's not going to play this weekend. And I would just assume, I'm not going to say this is a slam dunk, but because it's a short week thereafter, if you haven't practiced once and you were basically shut down 6 days before the game the previous week, on a short turnaround for a Thursday Thanksgiving Day game, I'm just going to assume Trent Williams isn't going against the Cowboys, although that's not a lock.
Here's the way I would view this. And you could tell me that I'm a crazy pants, by the way. And teams never do this sort of stuff, but this is how I would view it. That Dallas game, I basically can win the division with that game. I could basically end it for the Cowboys. And Philadelphia could have it ended for them by New Orleans, by the Rams, by me later on. If I've got somebody that's Crowder or it's Williams, it's kind of, you know, maybe could gut through it and go, I'm resting them and I'm saving all my bullets for that Dallas game. If I drop a game to Houston, it sucks. I don't want to be sick. I'd rather be 7-3
lose to the AFC
than 6-4. But I'll lose to the AFC team. I can win the division with a win over Dallas down there on Thanksgiving.
But that doesn't matter for Trent Williams because he's not available this weekend anyway, and he might not be available for Dallas. In other words, he's not playing Sunday as it is.
Right. So I guess what I'm saying is the specifics of the logistically may not match up for him this weekend, but if I've got a guy that's...
You're saying in general, the Crowder,
gutting
Thompson,
through it. Yeah,
Dunbar,
Thompson's
going
to gut through it and play. Don't do it. Put every egg in the basket of Dallas and Philadelphia. This thing could be over by December 3rd at night.
That's strategically sound. I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me. Who is the most important player to get back, though? If we're saying Trent Williams is likely going to play in the final five games, Jamison Crowder should be back this weekend, very well could, and that would mean he'll play in the last seven. Chris Thompson is up in the air for this weekend, may play, may not, but certainly I would think will be back for next week against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Then you got Quentin Dunbar, who's a much bigger question mark because it's a nerve problem they're not that familiar with. And Trey Quinn could be activated, could go this weekend, certainly would go against the Cowboys, it looks like, if he doesn't. They have until next week to make another IR decision with a guy like Byron Marshall. Of the players returning, who's going to help them the most between now and the end of the year? That's the question. 800-636-1067. We'll answer it in a moment. Dan in Fairfax gets the first crack at it, though. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. I got a chance to go to Anthem, which is right down the street from you on Saturday, to see John Fogerty. And the band that I really wanted to see is the Jazz Infusion. My friend Tom is the bass player. And shout out to Mike Courtney, Pat, Stan, and Matrix for doing a great job. But as far as the subject matter here, I think opposing defenses have got to be aware of Chris Thompson. This guy can make some big plays, especially if he plays like he we're accustomed to. He adds another dimension to our offense, and I think he'll be able to open things up. And also Trent Williams, Jamison Crowder, when they come back, their offense is going to improve. So thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Dan. Thompson's my answer. I think it's not close.
But is Thompson Thompson or is Thompson just on the field?
Well, that's where I was going to go with it. Thompson needs to be the Chris Thompson. He needs not be the guy that's nursing a rib, that's not explosive. They don't have any easy right now. I keep saying this. Every foot, every inch, every yard they gain is 100% schemed up, and they've got to be perfect. Chris Thompson gives you things where you don't have to be perfect. You get all of a sudden 15 yards when there was only three. You get a little check down, and he wiggles for a first down. Drive extending. He can make matchup nightmares happen with him out of the backfield, split out in the slot. You can create space. You can create things that where other guys can benefit with Thompson. The other guys are important. I mean, I think Dunbar is simply better than the other guys they have at cornerback, and their weakness so far on defense, they've given up 500 yards this past week, but not that many points. But the three great passing offenses they've played have done an awful lot going up and down the field against the Redskins, right? Dunbar will help with that. To me, because their offense is so anemic, there's no downfield threat, and Thompson's not that. So what's the next best thing? Someone that can turn 8 into 16? That's what Thompson is to me.
I feel like Williams, the drop-off to Nsekhe, while large, isn't a crippler. Crowder, we've now seen, because he wasn't all that utilized before he went down anyway, has been replaced adequately by Maurice Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have the wiggle, the open field elusiveness, isn't going to turn a 3-yard catch into a 17-yard gain like Crowder can, but he'll make all the catches of the throws that get to him. I'm with you on offense. The answer is Thompson. I do think Quinn can help them a little bit more maybe than people think. But my answer is actually Quentin Dunbar. My answer is Quentin Dunbar because all that matters really for this team right now is that they play the best possible defense. That's how they're going to win. They will go as far as that group takes them. On weeks where they don't allow points, like they did against the Bucs, and they generate a bunch of takeaways, they win. Weeks where they get beat like they did against the Falcons up and down the field, and they make it easy for teams in the red zone against them, they will lose. I feel like now, 10 weeks in, we kind of know what this offense is going to be, what it's going to look like. You've had Crowder, you've had Thompson, you've had Williams. Nothing's been different at any point. Not to mention, a la the Washington Nationals, we spend so much time talking about when these guys come back. Well, they don't just come back and immediately return as the best versions right of themselves. Crowder comes back, and then he gets back up to speed. It's December all of a sudden before, you know, Chris Thompson perhaps or Jamison Crowder are having huge games potentially. So to me, Dunbar is the guy because corner's not a deep position, because everyone in the league wants to spread you out and throw it, because of the weapons in this division they're going to have to face and quarterbacks like Carson Wentz on the schedule twice. If you told me right now Dunbar's going to miss the next five games, I'd be petrified about that.
Yeah, me too.
Stroman coming off a pick, decent performance. Danny Johnson, Josh Holsey, Those guys were drafted in the seventh round or not drafted for a reason. And I am excited about the futures of all three of them, but I'm not necessarily excited about the this Sunday of all three of them. Let's go to Dre in Manassas. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? By the way, if I had one guy, it would be a shoe guy. If I left my house every day with a spit sign shoe, I would be perfect.
Oh, you're but getting your say, shoes like shined up and, like and that. I like that. Waxed if, or whatever?
Yeah. Yep, but I would say Thompson. You know, I was going to say our tackle, but I think it's Thompson. The more I think about this team, and you know, we have no light switch on offense. I mean, it's you need something, I think, for the opposing team to say, okay, to give them pause. And, you know, I feel bad for Thompson because, you know, to me, all these injuries are none of his own making. It just, you know, unfortunately, you know, a bad pass by the quarterback kind of laid him out on two different occasions. So, and I do hope to, if he does come back, there isn't a third time that happens to him. But hopefully, you know, it's Thompson for me because it gives the opposing defenses something else to think about. And we just need to score more points, man. We just cannot continue. You know, this is great. I'm happy, but these wins, there's nothing inspiring hope in these wins right from me right now.
Appreciate you, Dre. Thanks, buddy. If you want to hop in, you can. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines wide open. 800-636-1067. 1145 means a double play as well. We'll do that next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll cover the Redskins. They prepare for the Texans. The Capitals got a big win last night. Tom Wilson is back. He scored a goal. Got into a fight. Did a little bit of everything Tom Wilson does, including getting called for two penalties, one that was really, really stupid last night. So we'll get into that. By the way, just saw this. Ben Roethlisberger wished Le'Veon Bell nothing but the best at the Steelers complex this morning, but also acknowledged that he texted him and didn't get a response before the deadline.
Mm.
Quote, I texted him saying I hope he was going to show up, and if he decided not to, I wished him nothing but the best, Roethlisberger said Wednesday morning from his locker. He was a great teammate and football player. Roethlisberger isn't judging Bell, according to ESPN.com, for his decision to leave behind his salary and a potential Super Bowl run by the 6-2-1 Steelers. To each their own on what they want to walk away from, Roethlisberger said. He has still not heard back from Bell based on those text messages.
I don't know, man. There's no right way to go about it because we're kind of in uncharted territory. You know what I mean? There's no great way to do this, but this feels like the wrong way, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
right?
You can tell me that from a business standpoint, he made the right decision. I think reasonable minds can disagree. I don't think that he did. I don't think he's going to make up the $15 million on his next deal by not playing for a year. I don't know how that math would work or why anyone would think that, but let's disagree on that. I don't know that there's a case to be made that he handled this well, that the lack of communication with his teammates, with his boys, the misleading of both them and the fan base, like they're showing up in Pittsburgh and playing pickup basketball as if he's going to report. None of it made sense. Here's another quote from Roethlisberger. Part of the great thing about this sport is this band of brothers and this group of guys and being with them. That's what keeps me coming back. I thought that was pretty powerful.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's hope.
He's contemplated retirement.
Well, yeah, it's why Roethlisberger kind of, you know, cleaned up his act a little bit because, you know, after a couple early career incidents, depending on who you believe and how severe they were, everything from getting in an accident to, you know, sexual assault allegations, a number of things that weren't very good, he turned over a new leaf. He changed his life by all accounts, you know, and that was part of it was to say, hey, this could be taken away from you. And that means something to guys.
Speaking of teammates being upset with each other, you see what's going on with the Warriors?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Draymond Green suspended for a game without pay last night as a culmination, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, for basically a dispute with Kevin Durant that spilled off of the floor into the locker room, got very heated, other teammates were involved. But it sounds like Durant and Green were furious at one another. Durant was mad because Draymond Green didn't pass him the ball and then turned it over at the end of a game in a critical sequence. And I guess on the floor, the report is that Draymond Green started screaming about whether or not he's going to stay with the Warriors or re-sign with the Warriors or what's going on with his pending free agency.
Mm.
So clearly that is on his mind. He's like a scorned lover or something.
Pre-scorned. You know, it's like, you're going to break up with me. What?
Well, did you see that there's a video now? And I don't buy this. I don't always buy that the videos that circulate online where people are reading lips. But did you see the one this morning where everyone's now putting out this video where they think Kevin Durant said, this is why I'm out of here, or something like that, when he and Draymond Green are in this dispute yelling at each other?
I did.
But I guess they got separated in the locker room.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and the organization sided with Durant because, you know.
He's Durant?
Yeah, well, rightfully so. But you also, like, you can't enable that sort of stuff. You can't have guys screaming at the teammates, called him the word that rhymes with itch. You know, it was a bad act by Draymond Green. Here's the thing. When you employ a guy like Dennis Rodman or Draymond Green, an antagonist, every once in a while, sometimes that gets pointed internally. And he's tough to deal with. He's incredibly valuable on the court. He's a Swiss Army knife. He's the guy that allows them to do everything that they want to do because he's unselfish. He guards the other team's best player. He guards, you know, small forwards to centers. They can play that lineup of death, the undersized guys, whatever it is. Green has been great. He's been instrumental in all these championships.
But eventually with guys like that, you're going to have these moments.
When you employ a crazy person, they're going that crazy sometimes. It's just part of it. This is the cost of doing business. Steve Kerr's a master at dealing with whatever this is, right? So he was up there acting like it was the least big of a deal of all time. Just very calmly, just going, no, we haven't thought about that. No, it's fine. He took it like a pro.
Everything's cool. Golden State GM Bob Myers, by the way, said we just felt like this rose to the level of acting the way we did, which is the one-game suspension for conduct detrimental. That's a decision that we have to make. I'm certainly involved in it. So is Steve. This was something that required the action we decided upon. And that was when they were originally asking him ahead of the game, you know, what was going to happen moving forward. But that's where we are with the Warriors, a little drama in paradise. It is time for a quick double play. What's going on in our lives? It has nothing to do with sports.
Finally. I have come back. I haven't yet, but I will. Tally-ho Theater, Leesburg. You know it, you love it, because it's an outstanding venue. Chad Dukes just had his Chad Dukes Veterans Day Jamboree there. We had the Fan Live there. Excuse me. I think other events will be there going forward in the future because we love that venue. These guys are awesome. Your pal, old Fanny Mouye, little stand-up show, December 22nd on a Saturday evening. Tickets are just now available as of this morning. Just go to Tally-ho Theater. .com. Every show that we have done there has been a blast. The venue is awesome. They got great food now. They got the whole taco kitchen right there in house. Doors open at 7. It will be a lot of fun. I'm still in the process of booking a couple of the openers, so it'll be TBD on who that is. But your pal's headlining a show December 22nd in Leesburg. All the ones in the past, as I said, have been a lot of fun. And if you've seen me before, there will be some, not a lot, Tommy, but some new material. Still working on some of those things, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It is a great venue and always fun, so come on out.
That's great. Very exciting, and I know my philosophy. I've always said this. Anything in the Loudoun County, Ashburn, Leesburg, Sterling, whatever that is, west of, I guess, like Burke, I don't know. You get 30 minutes outside of the city in that direction.
That's your wheelhouse.
That is where I think our listeners respond the best to anything that we do.
Yeah, every show at the Tally-ho that I've done has been a blast. This one will be a lot of fun as well. So come on out. Again, tallyhotheater.com for some tickets. That's December the 22nd of this year.
Go see Danny Rauer.
Go see him.
Beltway Blitz is next.
Hey, guys. Danny Rouye, still me. Just want to talk to you about my friends at Ted Britt Ford. Oh, they are the best. The best, Jerry. The best. This is a cool thing that they're doing. So a lot of car dealerships will get you some big price, right, to get you in the door. They'll tell you something awesome. It's like, just $217 a month, or right now this amount a month. And there's a bunch of red tape to it. There's some money down. There's some hidden fees. There's extra stuff attached to the price of the car that you end up paying on the back end. Ted Britt Ford has a no-down November. Zero down on every new Ted Britt Ford during the Black Friday sale, but it's happening now. So there are no gimmicks. No games, no hidden fees, no kidding. It's refreshing. The price that you see, that's the price. How awesome is that, right? None of the bait and switch kind of stuff that other car dealerships do. So here are the prices that you will pay right meow. Mustang, $299 a month for 36 months. zero down. That's a great lease deal. Ford Explorer, $379 a month for 36 months, zero down. F-150 truck, as low as $399 a month for 36 months with, you guessed it, zero down. 2018 Escape, $239 a month for 36 months with how much? Oh, zero down, baby. It's zero down November going along at Ted Britt Ford there. Fairfax, Philly, click away at TedBritt.com. Gotta go, and what do me a favor, just tell them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.